Chapter 23. Linda felt comfort in the number of phone calls she received from her Cabot friends. Friends she played bridge with and friends she taught with had not abandoned her. "It's not right what he did to you, Linda," a dentist's wife told her. "Nobody liked Howard. They just put up with him because of you." Soon she was scouring the want ads, and after finding several that looked promising, she circled them in red pencil. One was for a Girl Friday at an insurance firm, and another was for a salesperson at Dillard's at Park Plaza in Little Rock. Around noon on June 13th, Howard called her and asked her to come to his office. His voice was friendly enough. "Do you mind coming down to my office tomorrow? There are some things I'd like to talk to you about." Linda couldn't control her shaky voice.
What about?"
"Oh, nothing for either of us to worry about. I just thought we needed to nail down some of our visitation rules that, frankly, neither one of us has been following."
"Okay, I could come tomorrow afternoon, say 3 o'clock."
"Make it 4. She thought about arguing, but she had made a vow to Gilla to choose her battles.
"Okay."
The next day, Linda dressed in her green outfit, the one she had worn on an interview that had seemed promising. The human resource director had said he'd call her back real soon. As she was leaving, a friend from Bible study called.
"I've been thinking, Linda, that I should go with you to Howard's office. He might have some trick up his sleeve."
Linda laughed.
"That's silly, Martha. You're the second person who's called me today. What do y'all think he's going to do? Kill me?"
She told her babysitter she'd be back in 2 hours. The high school senior charged $3 an hour for both the little boys. She'd be with Howard no more than an hour, she was sure, and then she would have time to go to Safeway. She kissed the boys, who were watching Sesame Street, and drove to Howard's office.